Hello and welcome to episode 65 of the Noisecast. Noisecast is a weekly podcast about technology news, gadgets, gizmos, gossip in the tech industry, as well as pretty much anything that makes us laugh. We've got a website where we post articles, app reviews, game reviews, game peripheral reviews, anything really, random editorials. Grumpy Old Man posts all sorts of fun stuff. That's thenoisecast.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ by searching for The Noisecast. If you subscribe to us via any of those, you'll be notified of our podcast release when they come out, and also when any articles are up for downloading on your various streams. If you want to listen live, we do live stream this. TheNoisecast.com/live is the best way to do that. That's pretty much my long, rolling intro.
When do we usually do that, Chris?
Oh, so usually Sunday nights, but it's Monday night, like super late. So we're actually usually done by this time. This has been a little ridiculous. But yeah, yeah. If you follow us, usually Sunday nights around, was it 6? 6 Mountain Time or 7?
I
seven,
don't know, because
7 Central.
I go on Pacific proper time.
Yeah, the one person. Yeah, 7 Central is when we start. But we're always there a few minutes early, just kind of BSing around. We do like when you guys listen live, because we can chat with you. You give us ideas. We kind of tell us how stupid we are and all that fun stuff. Anyway, so I guess I'll introduce our main member tonight. That's Ben.
What's up?
And me. That's right.
It's an intimate night.
Yeah, there's only two of us right now. Might be more later. Agrippa is busy playing with himself on Windows 8. And everyone else is just busy. Anyway, weird weekend. Let's get started. Aha. This is the thing you posted about the Saturn sounds.
Yes. This is from NPR. These are some radio waves coming out of Saturn. I don't know what they actually are, like what's actually making the sound, but they sound very creepy, like something from a haunted house.
Well, have you ever heard of Symphony of the Planets?
The Gustav Holst thing?
No, it was a NASA Hubble recording.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, this is the same thing. It's just probably something that didn't get put into that. I actually listened to that while driving the past week. So 5 ridiculously long recordings of just things that are coming out of the planets.
It's super interesting.
Like, yeah.
But it's just good thing
natural radio noises.
Sounds of Uranus.
Yeah, we're 5. Fun.
Hey, who doesn't appreciate a good fart joke?
I don't know. I do not want to meet the person.
Communist, that's
who. I guess I didn't follow you on that one. Anyway, moving on to the next bad joke we can make. Apparently some random group amongst the pirating, I guess, there are piracy groups. They get together and they decide things. Yeah, on the piracy scene. They got together and just arbitrarily decided that everything henceforth is going to be MP4 encoded in X264.
The way it works, in case people aren't familiar, is that it's not usually just random people uploading the TV shows and movies and games that you so enjoy to pirate. Usually it's groups who always do it, and they always have weird names with alternating capital and lowercase letters.
Like this one is LOL and Momentum.
Yeah, but so there's these groups, and they are always the ones that release stuff every week, and they usually release stuff in a couple different formats, but ever since, like, what, I don't know, 1999, AVI and Xvid have been kind of the way to go for pirated materials. But now that's switching to, what is this?
MP4.
MP4. I won't see a lot of MKV stuff. But so basically, the issue right now is that these groups have decided AVI is yesterday's news, so we're moving towards MP4.
Yeah.
And some people are getting annoyed at that for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why. Like, what? I wish we had someone that was more knowledgeable about video codecs, but I can't imagine what kind of benefit AVI is over, you know, MP4.
I think according to this, it's saying that the X264 is a little more, it's more advanced, obviously, you know, it's more recent. And it is able to provide a higher quality and compression at greater resolutions. So,
yeah. So I mean, why? Like, why are they upset that they're ditching the old standard for something better?
I don't know. I know. I was having a problem streaming an MP4 to my Xbox.
Really? The Xbox should play MP4.
Yeah,
that's what mine. I don't stream it. I just put it on an external hard drive.
Yeah, that's part of my problem is it doesn't like to play nice with the streaming half the time, so I don't know what it is.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because I've actually been running into the same thing. I just got a new TV, finally, for any of you who've been following my long-going drama about my old crappy television. But I got a really nice HDTV, so I've been watching things on it, you know, because now I can enjoy them in their full definition.
Yeah.
And so I've been downloading stuff in HD, but the problem is the Xbox doesn't handle those HD formats so well. Like, trying to play MKV on the Xbox is not fun. So I had to convert it to MP4, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah. I gotcha.
The thing is, too, is that these codecs, they're better compression. Like, I downloaded 2 seasons of Community. And I downloaded the first one. I think it was WMV, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah. When
we're talking about AVI. But I downloaded the second one in H.264 MKV, and the MKV ones were like 10 gigabytes less, smaller, and the picture quality was just as good, if not better. So I don't see why people are upset that they can't use yesterday's standards.
I'm not sure.
Also, just something humorous about pirates bitching.
About their free stuff.
Exactly.
It seems that it's just some people getting pissed off.
Oh, here's a quote from the article. All caps, mind you.
Oh,
MP4 sucks and is bullshit format. AVI will always be king. More trouble than is worth. Time to get my downloads from a better site that offers AVI, and I know a majority of the downloaders will do the same. Ugh. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, if you're complaining about where you get your stuff, you know, for free, then you just go get bent.
Yeah.
If it works, it works. But I guess some people are actually downloading the MP4 releases and then they're converting them and re-uploading them in Xvid.
Well, if they want to do that, that's their prerogative, but it's just a waste of time. Like, just move on. It's like clinging on to floppy disks for whatever reason. Like, it's...
Except nobody ever did that.
Yeah, but it would be the same.
Hmm.
I just found a box of floppy disks when I was unpacking stuff, and I don't want to just throw them away. I feel like I could use them for something. Obviously not actual backup, because I don't even have a floppy drive anymore, but I don't just want to throw them away. So if anyone has uses for floppy disks, let me know.
Yeah, well, you can make a mobile out of them. That'd be kind of cool, like take the disk part out. Make like a baby mobile.
For that baby that I don't have.
Put it on Etsy. Somebody will buy that crap.
That's true.
People and you could use cassette tape to tie it all together.
Ah, I like the way you're thinking.
I don't know what you'd use for the crossbars, but I'm sure you could find something equally retro. Or just the metal hangers.
I guess.
Yeah.
RF antennas.
Oh, yeah, the expandable ones from the old boomboxes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Patent pending. Next topic. A six-legged giant tree lobster hides away on a... basically a crevice in the middle of the ocean. Not crevice. cliff in the middle of the ocean for 80 years.
And just like all things that are giant and terrifying, it was in Australia.
Near Australia.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, about 13 miles away from... okay, let's back up here. Down near Australia, there's an island called Lord Howe Island. At one point, they had these giant insects, basically like a walking stick, but big enough that they got the name tree lobsters. Because they're about ridiculous in size, and they kind of look like lobsters.
To me, they look more like giant ants or cockroaches.
Yeah, kind of like a awkward mix between the two. Yeah, okay, get him, Steve. Dave does point out it's an extinct volcano in the middle of the ocean, but it looks like like a shoe wedge or something. I don't know. Anyway, moving on before I get more confused at myself. They are 12 centimeters long, and they are the heaviest flightless stick insects in the world. Apparently there was tons of them on the island, and at one point, a supply ship ran aground on the island, and the rats on board escaped onto the island, as rats are wont to do when a ship sinks. The rats decided to eat all of these giant insects, and 2 years later, rats were all over the island, and there were no more of these tree lobsters, so they were presumed extinct.
Good, because fuck them.
Well, you just wait. 80 years later, they're going out to Ball's Pyramid, which is the extinct volcano that looks like a... Yeah. Seriously, it's a very weird-shaped island. It'd be one of those things, if I saw it and I was sailing out in the middle of the ocean, I would steer well away from, because I know something bad has happened there. The water around it is, like, severely dark blue. All sorts of ominous. Anyway.
It's just like a giant spire sticking out of the ocean.
Yeah, it's like a stiletto heel. Oh, we got like the lobster pun section going on in the chat now. Apparently, some rock climbers decided to climb this creepy looking extinct volcano in the 1960s, and they said that they had found a few corpses of these giant stick insects laying around that looked recently dead, but they didn't see any live ones. The species is nocturnal, of course. No one wants to climb a sheer cliff face in the dark, so they didn't see any. In 2001, a couple scientists went out there, they looked around, they didn't see any, but they saw a giant insect poop. So they decided, hey, let's climb this giant sheer face full of giant insects at night. So, what did they find? These ridiculously big, creepy things. I really wish I could describe it. It's got like the head of a cockroach, six legs, a whole bunch of sections, and like the tail of a earwig.
Yeah, they look disgusting. Let's just put it that way.
And this guy's got it on his hand. Like, it's not just going to eat his face.
This will soon be the end of him.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, as disgusting and terrible as those things are, and I wish they were still extinct, I always think these kind of stories are cool, where we thought something was long dead, and then we find a few of them out of nowhere. So, I always think that's neat.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as they... apparently they brought them back to the museum, so they're bound to breed and get all over the place, and that's...
Oh, fuck. They brought them to the mainland, and soon we'll be overrun by these terrible insects.
I know how this goes. I've seen the movie.
It'll be like Rise of the Apes, except a lot crunchier.
Rise of the Planet of the Tree Lobsters.
Yeah. Need a new plague? Why not Zoidberg? Alright. So, let's move on to something a little more techie, a little less nerdy. Sweden decides to hop onto the scene of LTE and becomes the first European country to release a 4G LTE smartphone. The Telia Sonera, which is the first... It was the first operator in the world to launch a 4G LTE network. And that was in December 2009. And now released a phone for it. I guess up until this point, they'd just been using hotspot modems.
That seems kind of silly. Like, if they launched the network, why wouldn't they
It's like
the
clear.
Phones exist.
It's like clear, though. You know... The WiMAX, Sprint WiMAX and Clear.
Oh, okay.
It was, you know, I guess they kind of released phones for it, but Clear only dealt with data side, like strictly.
Oh, like no voice.
The hot spots. Yeah, that's all they did.
I see.
So, see what their price is. 2-year contract. You get a phone for free, and looks like $100 a month. That's 3,000 minutes, 3,000 text messages, and 10 gigabytes of data. Wow, I'd love to see that number. In the US. And also, Europeans don't pay for incoming calls or texts.
Yeah, that's a great system. I fucking wish we had. It's such a racket over here.
Yeah.
Because over here, fucking someone texts you, and it costs you money. And... You weren't party to any of this. They basically raped you with data.
I have your phone. I'm just going to rape you all the time now.
Well, see, it's not an issue anymore because it used to be. Because now I have unlimited messaging, so yeah. I don't care. Fucking text me all you want. But before, like a few years ago, I didn't. And I didn't have a messaging plan at all. So when people texted me, it fucking cost me like 10 cents each time. And I'd get fucking annoyed.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing I could do about it.
Yeah, you have to call them and say stop. You know, like, hey, this cost me money, but I got unlimited texting for a family plan when it was like $10 for the whole family plan. I got that like 3 years ago, and so I haven't worried about it since.
Yeah, I got unlimited texting for my family plan like, 2 or 3 years ago, and so now I just fucking text all goddamn day.
Yeah. Anyway, congrats to... Sweden for making Europe join the rest of the free world, as in America.
America.
So, that's cool. Not a
bad
deal.
It's worth mentioning the phone that is on sale is the Galaxy S2 LTE.
Yeah. I didn't have to do any real work for it. Although, I think with the onset of LTE... You know, obviously that's going to come about a little more strong. Once, you know, it's going to build up. They're not just having the network over there in one country and it's never going to evolve into the rest of it. I think at that point, Europeans are going to be a little more smartphone heavy. I know a lot of people use iPhones over there, but I think we're going to see a lot more. The power of the American smartphone market is going to start changing.
I just want to see our actual networks get overhauled because the fucking system we have here sucks.
Yeah,
and I know it's different because, you know, Europe is a lot more compact, easier to cover a whole country because it's small and we're all spread out. Still, it's fucking garbage.
Well, how about we reform the service providers as well? Like AT&T, who decided that, oh, we're tired of you having your unlimited plan, so we're just going to start... You know, throttling you at 2 gigs, even though that was never in your plan before. I think it's last week that the big, you know, shit fest came out. AT&T started throttling the top 5% of mobile data users, which they claim.
They've been doing that for a while.
Well, yeah, but it got big. You know, the big hissy fit was, what, last week or the week before?
Yeah, like, all of a sudden what started happening is, I guess they decided the top 5% was 2 gigs. And so people were getting throttled basically as soon as they hit 2 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Which seems to me, I'm not a math major or anything, but that seems to go against the idea of top 5%. Everyone who hits 2 gigs gets throttled.
Well, that and the fact that I don't remember the article right now, but I read one that an independent firm that does the, it's like Nielsen, they just arbitrarily track, you know, see how much data is used. They basically get copies of bills from all the major service providers and without, you know, all the personal information blanked out. But so they said that the top 5% of data users would be closer to 3.5 gigs, not 2 gigs. That's what they came out and said based on their reports. Anyway, AT&T decided to bump that number up to, what, 3 gigs now, I think?
Yeah, it's 3 now.
So,
I mean, and this comes after this guy, I think like in San Francisco area, he took AT&T to small claims court and he won $850 because he had unlimited and they started throttling him.
Yeah, they basically do a, you know, terms of service change on you, and then you sign up for unlimited, that, you know, unlimited data plan that doesn't say it's going to be throttled at any point, but then they start throttling it when it hits a certain amount. And
I did just see something today, though. I didn't actually read the article. I just kind of skimmed it, by which I mean I read the headline and moved on, about something. I guess there have been things in AT&T's contract, like unlimited contract this whole time, that kind of implied that they could throttle you whenever they wanted. But I guess it would behoove me to read the article, but fuck that.
That was a really cool story, bro.
It was. And I'm glad I said it. And
me too.
Maybe we can ask one of the other panelists what they think.
Yeah, what do you think?
I agree with Ben.
Ben, that was you.
Shh.
Actually, we were discussing this in class today. It's just strange how there's like the... Why are, as we go more cloud-based, are more and more limits being put on uploads and downloads, you know, our overall bandwidth.
Yeah, that's the ridiculous. And that's what I've been saying.
They're building out their infrastructure. Every day they're improving stuff. Every day this stuff gets better and faster. And I am just damn tired of seeing, you know, it's not hurting them. They just can make more money, so they will. That's all it is.
Exactly. And I've been saying this ever since data caps really started to become a thing, like a year or two ago, that this just flies in the face of the direction we're going with the industry. Everything is moving towards cloud-based, streaming everything, you know, more using more and more data. But now they want to charge us more and more for using that same data. Which I understand there's a strain on their network for using it, but it really doesn't seem like...
You're going to finish that sentence?
What's that?
You're going to finish that sentence? You kind of stopped it, seems like.
Did I? Oh, I guess my... Maybe I let go of my push the talk button.
Oh. It kind of seems exactly like...
I don't know exactly where I cut out. But what I was saying is it doesn't seem like an appropriate response. It just they just want to take us for all we're worth.
Yeah.
They're gouging us because they can't, and we can't do anything about it.
And it's annoying. It's really annoying. I mean, it doesn't bother me because personally, like, I'm not affected by it, but it bothers me. I think that an internet service provider should not be limiting your service. They should just provide you with a pipe to get from your house to the internet. There should
be... the thing. They don't want to do that. They don't want to be just a dumb pipe.
Well, yeah, you know, because all the big ones are owned or co-owned or have, you know, there's a large share of the owners of that company are the big content producers. So they want to keep
exactly. a pulse on them. You know, all this online content, you know, Netflix, even I guess to a certain extent like YouTube, it challenges their business model. and it dangers their cash cow. And they, instead of adapting to the changing market, they want to fuck us over and kneecap the industry, like where it's going, to keep things the same.
Yeah.
But basically, fuck ISPs. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually part of the conversation we had in class was what would be better? Would it be, oh, Merrimack's here. Hey, Merrimack. You know, would it be better to have, like, in some countries where it's provided based on, you know, everyone gets it, it's free, but it comes out of your taxes. And to me, I say hell no, because I use more than most of the users. So if everyone gets on there, you know, if everyone gets it for free, everyone gets broadband for free or whatever. Besides the fact that geographically we're too spaced out as a country to properly introduce that, it would, you'd have people who are limited by the free and they still have to go get paid internet if they want to do everything. Like, I wouldn't be able to play Xbox and watch Netflix at the same time, like Xbox Live and Netflix at the same time. That probably wouldn't be enough under a national plan sort of thing.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I believe in a free market.
Oh, whoa, but... whoa. Ray, say hello. Maybe not. Sorry, anyways, Ben.
As I was saying, like, hello. Oh, fuck you, Ray. Welcome, Ray, everybody.
Yeah, my girl likes to party all the time.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us, you know, an hour after we...
Oh, shut up and just continue your rant.
Anyways, I was saying, I believe in, you know, a free market for internet service, but the problem is, like, we really don't have one. It's a, what's the word? Not a monopoly, but like a monopoly. Jenga?
A phonopoly? Oh, life. Sorry?
Yeah, there you go. No, I think it's like an...
Problematic trouble.
No, that's not it.
Oligopoly?
I forgot the exact word I'm thinking of, but it's almost like a monopoly without being a monopoly. And they all collude with each other to keep prices fixed. And it's not good. I ran out of steam at the end of that.
Yeah, you ran out of steam in the beginning of that, bro.
Yeah, I don't think I had any steam to begin
I
with.
I have no idea.
Yeah. No, it's... I know what you're saying. It's a conspiracy, I think, would be a better term than any opolies.
There you go.
Oligopoly. Oh, look at Bazooka Fox in the chat, being all smart and stuff. It's not true capitalism. Well, I guess it is true capitalism in a sense, but... All right, jerk offs in the chat are getting all chatty, distracting me. All right.
And like the European market, from what I understand, this is all based on hearsay, I suppose. But from what I understand, the European market, there is a lot more competition, and that keeps prices, you know, lower and more competitive because they're actually competing. Whereas here we have, you know, just a handful of providers who basically just work to keep themselves at the top.
That's because people like say they like competition, but people don't like competition.
No, it's because there's a very high entrance fee to get into the market. Even if you look at municipal, like the microwave radio ones, I know I did an article about it like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. There's a huge startup cost, even for a small municipal area. And there's... Especially if you're talking about laying actual cable. And then you have to buy your bandwidth from someone because eventually, you know, you're going to have to pay someone for your bandwidth because you don't own, you know, enough chunk of it to lease yours out to other people. So if you want to start an ISP, you're still severely limited in what you can give people. And you're limited to a small area. So there's really no way for someone to get in and play with the big boys unless you have the backing of the big boys already, which means you're already on the dark side.
Well.
Insightful, Ray. Thank you.
I don't really know what's...
Glad you're here. Right, sure, did you just wake up?
Yeah, I literally did.
Well, go get a coffee.
Are you drunk? You sound drunk.
I'm not drunk. Not all with it yet.
Okay. Go get some coffee or something. We'll be here.
I guess we can move on.
Yeah, let's move on to Raspberry Pi. The
delicious.
The $35 little tiny PC. Not really PC. I can't think of the right word for it. It's small computer. It's got USB, it's got HDMI, Ethernet. It's ridiculously cool. It's $35. And apparently, when they finally went on sale, the online retailer, and anyone who sold them online, the websites went down instantly. Just way too much demand. And as of today, the demand is running at about 700 units per second for these $35 computers. They were created to, for a cheap way for children to learn how to program and write code. Similar to a Arduino processor,
I got
but
a problem with these Raspberry Pi things.
It's not as tasty as it sounds.
No, it's that they kind of talked about these. Might have changed it since.
You have to speak into your mic. You're breaking up.
Oh, no.
That's better.
And it's been a while since I've looked into these, but.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything. At all.
Okay, we're just gonna do it like that. Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that too.
Thanks for giving me stuff to do in the editing phase, Ray. Thanks.
You don't have to edit it.
Yeah, they'll just release it with
it. Okay.
They like
we're
it dirty.
Gonna go now?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Yeah, I'd fix some shit.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've looked into these kind of in-depth, but, I remember looking at it, and they don't have, they have, an HDMI port for some weird fucking reason. Because they're supposed to be low-cost, but who needs a low-cost computer has an HDMI anything?
Yeah, that's a good point. And that was something I thought about when I first saw them. But I think the reason they went with HDMI is because that's fewer components that they need to put on the board.
Yeah, it's smaller.
But they already put also our the RCA video deck, but no audio, which is for headphones.
Yeah. So they have the extreme cheap option, so you can do it on a TV or you can do it on anything that takes HDMI, which. Any TV or monitor, I don't know about monitors, but you put it on a projector, TV, whatever. I think it'd be fun.
Ray does have a point where, low cost and HDMI aren't exactly synonymous now. But at the same time, I don't know the exact economics of it, but I would assume the reason they did it that way is it ends up being cheaper to just put a single HDMI port than having to put a VGA connector and an auxiliary audio out.
Yeah, well, the RCA is the dirty cheap side. Like Gumper, or sorry, Get Him Steve Dave just said in the...
I really agree, and it's a neat concept. I just don't know that it's really gonna take off in the way that they want it.
But it's already outsold the initial production run, and like I said, the demand is at about 700 units a second. I want one. I just want to play with it.
But let's
that's why they're selling.
Exactly. That's the point, is that it's going to be more for something that people will play with, like an Arduino, than I think it's going to be helping small children, not small
well,
children,
it's,
but impoverished children learn how to program.
It's
well,
not,
okay,
it's
this,
not
this
just
thing,
that. It's something that I... Go ahead, Ben.
I think you're thinking about it a little bit wrong. I think the whole point of it being low cost isn't to help impoverished children. It's just to help children in general that
or people who don't want to commit a ton of money into a hobby.
Yeah, and it's a low cost, so their barrier to entry is very low, and that way you can get them started and learning how to program.
And by the way, in 1980, this computer probably would have cost around $35,000
yeah.
for these specs.
and you and it would have taken up a lot bigger than a you know a wallet.
Well, hell, 1980, like fucking 10 years ago, even. But still, my point is, like, you know, low cost is a little bit misleading. Because I know when we think of low cost computers, we tend to think of, like, the, what is those one laptop per child things and
yeah.
stuff like that to give to foreign countries as, you know.
I mean, this is it's a really neat thing.
This is just a learning device.
Yeah. And it looks like it's going to do really well for that. I mean, it's got. Gumper just posted Beagle Board, Beagle as in the dog, board.org. It's
really
a similar thing.
About with a case for it, though.
Actually,
if I had that, I'd break the shit out of it.
That's also in the news. Apparently, there's...
It says wallet size, but it's not pocket-friendly.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do with a powerless, displayless computer in your pocket?
At the same time, though, having to put a case on it does increase
yeah.
the price.
No, there's already designs. Somebody decided to do a 3D printer design for a case for these. So if you happen to have a $35 computer and a $3,000 3D printer, you're set.
Hey, doesn't everyone?
Yeah, although I bet somebody's out there printing them off and selling them on eBay right now already.
Oh, no doubt.
They sell project cases for this stuff like this at Radio Shack.
Well, they sell everything at Radio Shack that you don't really need, but then you go there and you realize how bad you need it.
Or want to play with it. One of the two.
But at the same time, though, you don't exactly need a case for this thing, because it's just going to sit on your desk. So
it gathered dust.
Well, unless it's sitting on my giant block of copper, then I think we're okay.
I mean, yeah, because my initial thought was a case would be nice on it, especially since if it is supposed to be for children, it's like primarily children to learn, but at the same time, it's not going anywhere. It's just going to sit there behind a bunch of other components, so I don't know. Like, a case is just going to add to the cost, and the point is to keep it as low cost as possible.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, it'll be... Circuit boards aren't exactly as fragile as they used to be. You can set this at a student's desk, and unless they directly pour liquid on it while it's running... It's pretty much good to go.
I know students that would do that.
Well, of course. But then again, you're only out $35, not like a whole PC.
Yeah, like, and the whole point of this project is to, and this was just something I was thinking about the other day, is to get kids, to turn them from just consumers to people who can actually produce things and make things.
Well, that's,
I don't want to sound all as doom and gloom as some people pointed out, like, oh, you know, kids these days, they have it too easy, so they don't bother to learn how to do things. Because there's always going to be those, you know, entrepreneurial kids that want to, they just have that drive to learn how. You know, not because anyone told them to, they just want to know. And there will always be those in every generation. But the thing is, at the same time, nowadays, you don't have to learn as much to use a computer. Because I remember, like, even... Not even so much when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was still a lot easier.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, the computer meant playing Oregon Trail.
Yeah, but like even, you know, when people my age, you know, I'm 25. When we were kids, it wasn't as hard as it was before, but it wasn't as easy as it is now.
Well,
and things just keep getting easier and easier and easier. So you don't have to learn how to do, you know, command line prompts and stuff like that just to use a computer. Yeah, and I think you should. This for the same reason that even though we have calculators, you should still learn how to do addition and subtraction. And so I was thinking about the other day, because, you know, I work with small kids, and they all use computers, but none of them know how computers work or why they work or how to, like, you know, do anything other than go on the internet with a computer.
Yeah, but you could blame that on what they teach kids, because they don't teach kids how to, you know, what a computer is. They teach them how to type.
Yeah.
This is true.
And how to not get raped on the internet.
Which is an important
and lesson. That lesson never works. Speaking of being raped, I know everyone's seen the Big Dog and the Alpha Dog demos from Boston Dynamics.
Did they make
another one?
Watchdog.
Yeah. Here, I'll go ahead and post this link down in the chat for your enjoyment. I don't even know if that worked. How about a bit.ly link? There we go. This is DARPA's Cheetah,
It's made by Boston Dynamics, same people who made the Big Dog, Alpha Dog, Freaks.
Familywatchdog.us.
Yeah, no, oh, wrong show. It's a four-legged, headless speed robot. It's the fastest footed robot, non-wheeled or tracked robot. It goes 18 miles an hour, looks like it's running backwards, and it's creepy as hell.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that thought it looked like it was going backwards then, right?
No, when the video first started, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, but I was expecting it. If you watch the video, it's running to the left. And when it first started up, I expected it to start going right. And it kind of messed up my brain for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Well, it's not hard to mess with your brain.
Yeah, my brain is easy addled.
Anyway, this thing is just creepy as hell. 18 miles an hour, and it still looks like it's running backwards really fast.
Now, what's supposed to be the actual point of this thing?
Boston Dynamics does all these, you know, footed robots, and I think they're doing a lot of research on how animals run and how their limbs work, and they're trying to basically write the code to program robots to do the same.
Okay, so this is more of kind of a proof of concept than something that's supposed to have actual...
Yeah, this research here will probably go and help their Alpha Dog research. You know, the big pack mule that won't fall over, that one. It'll help that, I think. Because they'll be able to get the speed and coordination down. And if you notice, the legs don't move at the same time. They're staggered, so...
Yeah, it's actually really cool, like, when you watch the video, like, looking how the legs move.
Yeah.
It's less scary than that dog, because I feel like I could just kick it out of the way.
Yeah, this is straight line for now, but if these two robots ever get together and figure out which end is which and hump, we're screwed.
I'd like to watch a video of that.
Sure you would.
Oh, Ray, you're always fun when you wake up.
You gotta see some things, man, just to say that you saw it. It's always my philosophy.
I gotta say, the thing looks pretty silly when it first starts up, when it's going really slow. It's gonna look, it looks like it's bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
But once it gets up to speed, then it's impressive.
Yeah. Well, it top
put,
speed.
Like, a little flag or something on which end is front, so it doesn't look like it's going backwards.
Yeah, the back...
Because that little nub it has in the back kind of makes it look like that's the front.
Yeah, I think that was my problem too. All right, let's go ahead and move on to MIT, since we're killing time here. MIT, you know, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, has been talking about their free online courses for a while. It's mitx.mit.edu. Their spring course, Circuits and Electronics, is open for enrollment right now. So, if anyone wants to get a certificate in that, I'd recommend checking it out.
Is it hard?
I don't know. I haven't taken it. I have enough stuff to do right now. I actually really would like to take one of these courses, but I'm horrible at online courses, and I don't really want to take a space from anyone else if there are limited spaces.
Yeah. I really love how universities are offering up this kind of course materials for free. Like... Do they actually give you any kind of?
It's a certificate. You get a completion certificate if you take the test.
Oh, okay.
I know you
don't get an actual degree or anything like that.
No.
But just for those that, you know, really have that yearning for knowledge and want to learn how to do things, like, it's great. I love the fact that, you know, so many places are putting this information out there, because that's really what the internet was supposed to be for, is so you can learn. And for a while, it was just all, like, pornography. Thank God we still have the pornography, but we also have the learning. So, soon, now we learn pornography.
Yeah, okay. In order to succeed in this course, you must have taken AP-level physics course in electricity and magnetism. You must know basic calculus and linear algebra and have some background in differential equations. So, this isn't for the basics of circuits electronics. It says 6.002x, so I'm assuming it's a fairly high level course, especially with the Diffie-Q requirement. But
now, is this an actual course that you take over a few weeks, like with other people collaborating, or is it just the materials to learn on your own?
It's a course. It's taught during the spring, and I'm not sure how it's taught. There's design and lab exercises.
I'm sure it's like a correspondence thing from like back in the day.
I think it's just like an online course, because here it says you can expect to spend approximately 10 hours per week on this course.
Gotcha.
So it goes through here. Topics covered include resistive elements and networks, independent and dependent sources, switches and MOS translators, digital abstraction, amplifiers, energy storage elements, dynamics of first, second order networks, and design in the time and frequency domains, analog and digital circuits and applications. Wow, this is actually a pretty cool course. Nifty.
And it's free.
It's free. So go check it out. mitx.mit.edu. For those of you who have all the prereqs for it. And let's go ahead and step right into something retarded. I thought Ben was going to say something. Facebook has released their standalone Messenger client for Windows. So now you no longer have to be logged into Facebook to chat with your Facebook friends.
Done this in years. I've been using Raptor and it works fucking fantastic.
Yeah. I don't really...
Just dumb.
It's been years since I used an actual messaging, but don't all of them like tap into Facebook nowadays anyways?
Yeah, almost every single one of them.
Like, I just use Raptor and I throw in my all my credentials for any IM client I want to use, and it fucking works.
Yeah. Plus, it keeps track of your Steam.
But at this point, there's no point in having different IM clients when you can throw them all into one.
Yeah. So there's that load of bullcrap for you. I didn't think we'd actually get any conversation out of it. I just thought I'd mention it.
No, I mean, I'll say pretty much the same thing as I said about the iOS.
Well, you can't use it anyway because it's not for Mac yet. So you don't have a word.
Oh, yeah,
You don't have a word, apparently, Ben.
Well, I do have a word, and the word is stupid or useless. Whichever one you want to go with.
What about soupless?
The word sucks ass.
Ooh, soupless. All right, look at that. No soup for you.
No soup for you.
Makes no sense in context, but I like that word. So let's
go. Yeah. All right, say you're one of the, little anonymous script kiddies that wants to get in on these bad denial of service attacks. You want to help out, you want to fight the good fight, but you can't actually do anything yourself, so you just commit your computer to being part of their botnet. Well, if you're an idiot, you go ahead and let them trick you into downloading a Trojan instead of the actual LOIC botnet application.
New fags.
Yeah. I got a kick out of this one. They installed the Trojan that pretty much... It's just Trojan. It just basically buttfucks your computer.
Yeah, it kind of backfired. Basically, what they did is somebody took the the pastebin script that would install the LOIC, and they replaced the installation source with their own modified one, which I think it still installed like the LOIC, but it was like a modified version that had like a Trojan built into it, and so it, fucked up people that use that.
Yeah.
But it just goes to show something I've been saying for a long time, is so many of these, quote-unquote anonymous members are just stupid script kiddies that don't know what the fuck they're doing, is they just want to be, internet cool guys. And
I wouldn't even say script kiddies, because at this point they're not doing any scripting.
Well, I mean, that's what a script kiddie is. There's someone who doesn't even... They don't write anything. They just use pre-made scripts.
Yes. But the script denotes like a certain level of understanding, whereas someone who just points and clicks is even dumber.
Well, to be a script kitty, the intelligence level is pretty fucking low.
Yeah.
So
they're the same people that play COD 3 and call you a faggot, so... Their intelligence level is pretty low.
Well, to their credit, they are 12 years old. So what do you expect?
That there are no excuses for that kind of blunt faced.
Yeah, no, there's idiots. Get off my internet, kids.
Yeah, go back to your farm towns.
Get off my fucking lawn.
Go back, like, guy. Lurk more.
Yeah. So Yahoo, you know, Yahoo, big giant internet company that can't seem to get its head out of its own ass. They're planning on laying off thousands of people because apparently they've signed a deal with Yahoo, or with Google rather, saying that Google will provide the underlying web search engine to serve as a complement to Yahoo's popular web directory and navigational guide.
Popular? So, by what metric?
By metric of Yolanda's Wedding Gown Emporium.com.
Okay. They're second only to Nielsen.
Yeah. What about Lycos?
Altos. Oh, Lycos.
Or Go Duck Go. Which gave me the actual weather for chicken the other day when I asked what the, you know, internal temperature for cooked chicken was.
Really?
I went to GoDuckGo and I typed in chicken internal temp, just like that, and it came up with the weather for chicken. I don't know where the hell chicken was. It just said chicken, and it was -8 degrees Fahrenheit there.
Maybe it's nearby Turkey.
Shut the hell up, Ben. Yeah. Anyway, so basically, Yahoo is scrapping the only thing that they used to be known for.
So, can you answer me why Yahoo is around then, if they're not even going to be doing their own search?
It's because their popular web directory and navigational guide.
That web directory shit is the biggest load of horse shit I've ever heard someone spew out of their mouth.
No, it's the exact same thing as AOL keywords. It's just...
Yeah, that's fucking dumb as shit.
But yes, it's dumb as shit. Here's the thing. For, you know, the common people, it's actually super popular.
Yeah.
Because they don't know any better. Because if I'm fucking searching for something, it's not going to be a fucking keyword, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah, you, but like your mom, I'm sure your mom uses Yahoo.
No, I forced her to use Google. Forced her into an email account, and then she called me the other day telling me she wanted to sign up her new iPad for it. And she didn't know what her password for her Gmail was because she just left it on her netbook. And I cried.
That's security, is what that is.
Yeah.
And the fucked up thing is, she only uses, like, 2 passwords for everything.
That's sad.
I just said no deal.
I refuse to help you.
Yeah. The thing that I see here, it's good for Yahoo because otherwise they would completely burn up within the next 2 years. They don't have enough anything really going for them. But apparently now that they're for all their navigation and search is going to be done by Google, they're saving a lot of money in employee costs, and they're basically just relying on Google. So... for all of that, and that's why they're firing thousands of people. So,
well, they just need to quit if they're gonna do this. Because if I had any respect for Yahoo, it has now been wiped from my ass and flushed down the shitter.
No, you know what they need to do? They need to bring back that yodeling jingle from like '97.
Yahoo!
No. Yes, thank you for doing that in Have To, Ray.
Yeah. I was hoping you would, because I didn't want to do it. It would have been wrong.
Okay. Took the bullet for all of us.
Yeah.
I'll do it again if you want.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yahoo!
Nice.
Mifico.
Oh, just hang on for a little bit.
I'm just going to clip that and put it at the end of the podcast. Like, loop for like
put it in the beginning. Or dubstep it in the beginning. There you go.
No, well, there'll be none of that.
Yes, do it. That's our second to last topic on the news front. Apparently, iPad is losing ground to its competitors. But with the upcoming announcement of the iPad 3, people are wondering if the iPad can hold the throne by releasing a Retina by releasing an iPad with a Retina display, or if the price advantage of some of the other tablets is going to overwhelm them.
I'd say the price advantage is a factor, because honestly, on a tablet, you really don't need to spend, what, $500, $600?
Well, they're not that. I mean, the big names aren't really that big of a price difference, honestly, if any. The biggest names aren't, like the Zoom, I think, was more expensive for a while. I think the biggest thing is the fact that people are getting more comfortable with Android. I haven't heard any serious Apple fanboyism in a while, and I've heard a lot of really good things about you know, Android. People are starting to really like Android more mainstream, as well as Windows 8 on tablets. I've seen all sorts of things that Windows 8 is like fantastic on a tablet. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be enough oomph behind the iPad 3, if a Retina display is really going to sell it. I don't think a Retina display is necessary for something that you're going to hold at least, you know, about an arm's length all the time.
Yeah, I think the Retina display really is mostly just going to come into play for the, you know, ebook side of things. But even then, if the ebooks are that important to you, you should probably have a dedicated ebook reader.
Yeah.
But I mean, Retina display is nice. Don't get me wrong. I love the Retina display on my iPhone 4. So, like, having it on a large scale, it'll look really good. That's cool. Might not, you don't need it necessarily, but it'll look cool.
Yeah, I mean, I have a, was a 480 by 800 on my phone, and I rarely notice any pixelation on it, even in text. I mean, that may be the font that Windows Phone uses, that it just somehow doesn't really pixelate
But I was actually playing with a, what was it, Samsung Focus, I think it was. That's the Windows phone they have.
Yeah, the Focus S and the Focus Flash are the two out.
Yeah. No. It was the older one, like the one that
first. Oh, yeah, that was the Focus.
I was using that, and I was noticed, like, the difference between my iPhone and that, it seemed very noticeable. Like, I was noticing all the pixels.
Well, yeah, you notice it, but then if you use it for even, like, an hour by itself, you don't notice it anymore. It's, I mean, you'll notice it if you're comparing the two, but it's not something that hinders you in everyday usage.
No, it's not going to hold you back at all. And if you hadn't used a Retina display before that, you don't really notice and you don't care. But once you get that Retina display graphics, when you go back, you're like, oh, this kind of looks.
Well, I've used a Retina display, and it, to me, it's still one of those things that wears off. It's a selling point. If for solely for the point of selling and to sound impressive. But, like, you know, they said since the Retina display specs came out that you don't seriously notice the difference until that phone is a certain distance from your face. Like, it's got to be closer to your face than normal.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you that much. If you hold phones at arm's length, they pretty much looks about the same. But when you get closer to your face, you do notice the difference. And I'm blind, so I pretty much always have to have it that close to my face anyways.
You have glasses.
Yeah, and I'm still blind. Go figure it out.
Get new glasses.
Yeah.
Good argument. Anyway, has anyone here used Windows 8?
I have not.
No, I haven't.
I
think the only one that has is Agrippa. And ironically, that's the reason he's not here, because TeamSpeak won't work on Windows 8. So he can't talk about it. So go figure.
Cool story, Ben. I did manage to throw it on my netbook, but it wouldn't recognize the display size, and so it's set to a resolution of 800 by 600, which is too small to open anything. You can't open Internet Explorer, you can't open the Messenger app, you can't open a single app because the resolution is too small. So that is my experience with it. It installed, it's fast, it's not like laggy or anything, but I can't do anything besides scroll the menu back and forth.
And how does that menu look? Is it good?
It was just like a big version of my phone.
I see.
So I liked it. I'll see if I can get a better discussion on that one next week. I might be putting it on my wife's laptop, because her Vista install is crapping out, so put that one on there.
Maybe I might try installing it on sister's old laptop, because she has an old laptop that's not doing anything right now. Maybe
yeah. I'll play with it on that. Yeah. It's there's instructions on how to download it, put it on like a thumb drive, or you get the ISO, you get the Windows DVD tool, and you just put it on a thumb drive or an SD card. Boom, install. Just, you know, simple. So, with that, we'll move on to WTF news. And the associated theme song that I don't even know if Ben does anymore.
I put it on every freaking episode.
I don't listen to the episodes because it's a lot of me talking, and I sound like an ass.
This is true.
Now you know. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not delusional. I'm just, you know, awesome.
Well, awesome is kind of a generous term.
Ray?
Yeah.
You go to hell. You go to hell and you die.
You go to hell and you die.
Yes, sir. So, I what the hell is this? Woman sues college over roommate sex.
Sad get to join in. Should have had a three-way.
Well, apparently, it says Lindsay Blankmeyer was a former student at Stonehill College in Easton, Massachusetts, and she filed a suit against the school claiming that her roommate's alleged sexual behavior drove her into a deep depression. And she's suing the school seeking $150,000 in damages.
Seems like sour grapes to me. Like, she's depressed because her roommate's getting laid and she's not.
She would have sex with her boyfriend while I was trying to sleep just a few feet away. I'm sorry, that's college?
Did you try talking to her at any point? You know, whether you want him to or not. And if it's really that terrible, either A, talk to your roommate about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Too many people.
Bang and I'm not here,
or you know, the old fucking, like, scrunchie on the doorknob,
put
or whatever.
A condom on the door or something.
Well, that's overt.
No, that's
well,
that's
hey, I'm not talking about subtlety here, just fucking come out in the open. Hey,
big old sign,
hey,
we're boning.
Oh, I want his dick inside me, so we're gonna need some time.
Hey, Ben, cut that clip and save it for later.
Okay,
the whole Ray, I want his dick inside me thing.
All right, so I'm gonna loop the Yahoo and that at the end of the podcast. Stay tuned. Also, awesome. Hello, Alberto, for joining us. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I finally got my shit together, and I'm here.
Good, we're talking about dicks inside me.
Excellent.
We're on the WTF news. So.
Do you have an opinion about dicks inside you?
Inside Ray, specifically.
Inside Ray, specifically?
I have no opinion on that.
It's a brave new world, my friend. It's a brave new world.
Hey, I'm in favor of dicks inside Ray. I can play ball.
All right.
With two balls, as it were.
Okay, apparently the roommate grabbed Lindsay Blankmeyer while she was sleeping and began shaking her and yelling at her, and she was terrified. I don't know, that has nothing to do with sex, so.
I mean, I'd be terrified if someone was shaking me and waking me up, but then I'd just slap and be like, hey, you're being irrational, slap out of it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Was she shaking her while this other dude was like hitting her from behind, kind of thing? Because I could see that being a little bit more frightening.
I don't know.
I'm just imagining that her bait is fucking all the time.
Even then,
she's just jealous.
Like laying eating breakfast and she's getting fucked. And she has to watch.
Even then, seriously, have a conversation with you. First you talk to your roommate, then you talk to the RA, then you talk to the person who manages the dorms. I bet none of that happened, or if it happened, it was kind of like an in-passing complaint, not a formal complaint.
At no time did the student notify college staff that her concerns involved sexual activity by her roommate.
Oh, yeah, so this probably isn't
going to happen. I don't like my roommate. Well, nobody fucking likes their roommate if they just get a random assignment. And, you know, you don't hit it off. Nobody likes that person.
Well, yeah. The roommate was hitting it off.
Hey-o!
Ba-dum-ching!
Well, yeah, but I mean, I guess maybe, apparently this is a Catholic college, and I guess you're not supposed to bang. I'm not really sure of the rules there.
Yeah, but if you do, you can't use contraception.
Well, that's a given, you know, because it's Catholic.
Yeah.
And I think that this happened, and then he was already kind of mentally unable, apparently. But she didn't want to admit that her roommate banging was causing this. But now she's like, I can't.
Yeah. I don't know. It's bullcrap. Well, let's go ahead and put Florida in the mix before we forget about them. A woman in, I don't know where the hell this place is, wherever the Big Tree Park is, it's in Longwood, Florida.
Longwood.
A woman is charged with setting a fire that burned down the Senator, which is one of the world's oldest cypress trees. Apparently the tree is rumored to be about 3,500 years old, is what it says in the title.
I think it was like the fifth oldest tree in the world or something like that.
Yeah. Apparently she...
But I'm sure she had a good reason, right?
Well, of course. She wanted to be able to see the drugs she was going to do.
Oh...
Yeah, she told authorities that she did it because she wanted light to see the drugs that she was doing.
not even to actually light her drugs, so she could see the drugs she was about to light.
Man, I cannot believe...
If she had lighter, she could have just made a torch and held it over her drugs.
Well, she did make a torch, just a 3,500-year-old torch.
Yeah, but a tree is not a very torch. We all know the green stuff doesn't burn as well as dead stuff.
Well, it burnt it anyways.
I'm just looking at pictures of this thing. It is huge. It's ridiculous.
That is quite the wood specimen right there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even jealous.
Yeah, no, but did you guys catch her quote, though?
Where is that?
It's a great fuel source, unfortunately.
Well, I can't really argue with that logic. Wood is an excellent fuel source for fire.
Breaking news.
Her Facebook page, which described her as a model who attended Winter Park High School. Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm trying to read...
Let's see, with a height of 118 feet and a diameter of nearly 18 feet, the tree was a tourist attraction long before Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Okay, like, the tree's cool and all, or it was, but really, would you go out of your way to see a tree?
No, but if you're driving through, like, say you're driving down some interstate near there, and it's like the world's biggest thermometer that's in the middle of nowhere on the way back from Vegas. Yeah, I'll stop and look at that. Maybe.
Nothing else to do.
No, I lied. I can see it from the freeway. But, I don't know. It's one of those things I think is kind of a throwback to, like, you know, older road trips. You know, like in the 50s and 60s where people actually stopped and looked at things that were cool as opposed to just driving by them and pointing their cameras out the window.
Yeah, I can't see myself stopping for no tree. Like, that's just...
I might. I honestly might. I don't worry about the destination. I'm more about the trip when it comes to road trips for me, so...
Well, you can't anymore, because the tree is gone.
Well, I wouldn't stop for that tree. I'd stop for the stump.
Well, if you wanted to see the charred remains of what used to be one of the oldest trees in the world, I guess you could.
I could. And you can't stop me.
Well, I wouldn't try.
On the topic, though, road trips, like, are so much awesomer now with technology.
No, they're not.
As a passenger, they're so much better.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Because they used to be boring as fuck. I remember sitting in the back seat as a kid, like, oh my god, when are we going to get there? It's like a 45-minute drive. Now I can be on the road for like 4 hours. I don't care. I'm on my phone the whole time.
So your phone dies because you forgot to charge it.
That's why they invented car chargers, friend.
You know what? You say that, but I have friends who their phone is literally always dying, and they have a car charger and they have a house charger, but they just never plug it in.
Well, that's because
you have some stupid friends.
I'm like, why? What? I'm like, your phone flashing, dude. He's like, oh yeah, probably the battery's dead. I was like, plug it in. We're at your house. He's like, oh, I don't.
Electricity's expensive, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's the sound he makes. That's what I hear. You're just so dumb.
Yeah, no, totally off topic though. I've gone through about 4 car chargers at this point. Everything from, you know, the overpriced junk that they sell you at like T-Mobile or AT&T or wherever. And even those like cheap throwaway ones from Monoprice. I for whatever reason I just can't keep them.
You know what I did?
Never
I
buy one that trucks out.
Plug-in that plugs into the outlet, and I just keep my USB cables in there.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. It
works like
yeah.
a fucking charm.
I have a USB port on my stereo in my car, so I just plug it into that. Even if it's not playing off of that, it'll charge. I also have an AC-DC converter in there, too, so if I need that. Or DC to AC, whatever. Inverter, not converter. So, here's another Florida story for our special friends in Florida. This is man with a purse and mask. Is it like the mask makeup?
No, it's just like a classic domino mask.
Okay. what?
Is that a tattoo?
No, I think it's just makeup.
What the fuck?
Just read the story, Ben.
All right. So basically, what happened is this guy, he has a mask, and for some reason, what is it? A bunny or a kitten? Because the picture's not loading for me right now.
Yeah, it stopped loading for me. Let's see what Ray's talking about.
Anyways, his face is all covered in makeup.
It has
for whatever
like a,
reason.
It's like you said, it's like a Lone Ranger style mask. It's just yes, like a exactly. little thing over the eyes.
He got arrested for drug possession. But, you know, it's funny that he has the makeup for God knows why. But the stranger thing is that he basically turned himself in. He found an ID, I guess, and he went to give it to a police officer, and then he insisted all of a sudden that the officer inspect his bag, and the cop was like, all right, I guess, and in the bag they found, like, a pipe, and so they arrested him.
Did he, like, put on this gold vest thing he's wearing and just get super high morals or something, or what's
maybe
the deal?
Maybe he's trying to be the Hamburglar and just couldn't cut it.
And his first, His first catch was himself. I'm doing justice.
Trooper also found a sword to dig up and other personal products normally used by females. So I understand this guy clearly has makeup, but what kind of other personal products that are normally used by females was he carrying?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, but why? Like, I understand you like to wear makeup. And maybe a dress.
He's got a bloody nose, I guess.
Because he stole the purse?
That could be it, actually.
That's possible. Too logical for me to come to that conclusion, but yes.
I like the last line of the article. He has a history of drug-related arrests. The report does not explain why Witt was wearing makeup.
Well, that's the question everyone wants to know!
Someone's not doing their job over at the Orlando Sentinel there.
I don't think anyone does their job there, considering we raid them for stories, and it's always the same woman that writes them all.
This isn't our favorite Pawnee author. This is someone else.
Oh, is it? I'm disappointed.
It's not Barbara Hyjik.
Yeah. It's kind of sad that you know her name off the top of your head.
I've seen enough of her stories.
Yeah. I have too. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to the last topic of the night. Bradenton armed robber drops a gun and then returns to buy it later for $40. Returns later to buy it back for $40.
Oh, that's a shame.
What happened here is this guy in Bradenton someplace. I don't know where. That's a city, I guess. So he tried to rob these guys.
It's in Florida.
Oh, it is in Florida. All right. So, you know, we got chock full of Florida this week.
Florida is going strong this week. Strongly yes. stupid.
So he broke into a motel room and he tried to rob these two guys. Told them, give them everything they had. And they got into a fight where the robber dropped his gun and he got pepper sprayed. So he ran away. But then, a little while later, he came back, asked for the gun back, and offered to buy it for $40. And they pepper sprayed him again.
They said, no, no. And what it says is he ran away, but moments later he was back in the motel room and begged the two men to buy his gun back for $40. And then was pepper sprayed and ran away again.
This guy is clearly one of the best criminals I've ever seen in my entire life.
You know, that's balls. Like, that you
it doesn't take balls, it takes complete lack of brains. I mean, it only takes balls.
Like,
if
do another robbery, like, yeah. In 10 minutes, man.
It only takes balls if you know how stupid it is.
I really like that gun. Can I have it back? It was my mama's gun. She's gonna kill me.
She gonna whoop my ass when I get home.
Oh, God.
She already got the switch picked out and everything.
Yeah, I love that they just pepper sprayed him again, though.
Yeah. I bet they're still laughing.
Like, if. The sad thing is that, like, honestly, if you put that on TV, if you put that on a show, you would seriously look at that. You'd laugh at it, but you'd say, you know, there's no way in fucking hell anyone's going to turn around and say that that's even remotely possible.
In Florida,
where dreams come true.
Yeah. I can believe that happening. I've seen enough shit to know that there are some people out there who are just dumb enough to try that again. I mean, it's clear that this man's sole job is robbing people, and without a gun, he is at a severe disadvantage for intimidation, because he's really not that scary looking. I mean, his tongue's half hanging out of his mouth, his eyes are barely open.
It looks like he's blowing a raspberry in his mugshot.
Yeah, like, he's not the most intimidating guy, so if he's gonna...
Maybe he's dehydrated.
He's a professional robber, he's gonna need a little bit of firepower.
Well, he also did get pepper sprayed twice, so
that's no excuse.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though. It's just like, you know, he had a gun the first time. You know, he went there to rob them, and they somehow managed to wrestle him down and pepper spray.
He's clearly not intimidating, even with a firearm.
You know,
so I think he's going to find a new line of work.
I imagine that the gun either didn't have rounds in it, or it was so poorly maintained that it probably wouldn't fire, and if it did fire, it wouldn't cycle properly, so you only get one shot, and that means the guy's probably not that good of a shot anyway, so he's probably gonna miss.
Well, I'm gonna assume that as a criminal, probably doesn't go to the range very often, much less have a cleaning kit.
True.
Which is very important for pistols, because they tend to get pretty grimy.
Well, especially when you just kind of jam them in your waistband, which is, by the way, the stupidest way to carry a gun. Besides on a necklace by the trigger, that would be probably the stupidest. But.
Yeah. But you know somebody's done that too.
Didn't we cover a WC story where a guy had a gun in his butt?
We did have a story where a guy had a gun in his butt.
Oh, gun fisting. I think that was episode 51.
Yes, that's right. Gun fisting.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think that really... I guess that's concealed carry, but... Mostly concealed carry is like a quick draw situation. I don't think there's anything quick
draw
holster, about.
They do make the holsters. They're not called dick
holsters. Wait, like a holster for your dick, or?
I forget what they're called. I heard about them on Talk one time.
Yeah, you heard about them on that one web page you visit with the dick holsters.
Gun Talk? Oh man, it's a great radio show.
No, I'm sorry. We don't get gun talk here.
That's unfortunate.
I was going to say we don't live in the South. Chris does.
So. Yeah.
I guess it's like Car Talk on NPR, but with guns.
I love Car Talk.
I'm a big
Great
fan.
Show. I'm never up early enough to actually listen to it, though. Although they have a podcast of this stuff. I should probably get that. Anyway, we are done for tonight. That wraps up our topic list, which was fairly impressive. I think it only took us an hour and a half to get through it, so that's not bad either.
I
wanted to thank everyone in the live stream for joining us. For those of you listening later, don't forget the live stream is going every time we record, which is usually on Sunday nights. Every once in a while we'll push it back because we're lazy and don't prepare well. If you want to check us out online, we're at thenoisecast.com. You can find the podcast on Zune Marketplace as well as iTunes if you use that abomination. You can also find it on thenoisecast.com/listen. If you want to read any of our articles, you can see when they're posted at Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Just search for The Noise Cast. I believe it's facebook.com/noisecast and twitter.com/noisecast. I'm not sure
still
what the...
Still a disappointing lack of MySpace.
Yeah, I seriously started a MySpace page, but I didn't know whether to make it really poorly designed or just try to make it really poorly designed.
Well, I say we throw out this challenge to all of our listeners. If you want to create a Noisecast page on every outdated and obsolete social network that you can, we'll make a list of them.
And I might even give you an iTunes gift card.
Might.
That'd be awesome.
I'll give you a sticker.
Yeah, Ben will give you a sticker.
Actually, this contest idea. So I'm going to announce it right here. I want all of our listeners to make a MySpace or any Zynga.
Not Zynga.
Friendster.
Anything. Anything you want. As long as it's not current anymore. Make it as tacky and terrible as possible. Make a Noisecast page. Send all your entries to ben@thenoisecast.com. I will judge them. We will put them on the site. And
then everyone will judge them.
Oh, everyone will judge them. Okay. And I will send the winner some Noisecast decals.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. Good thing you announced that at the end of the podcast when everyone's already stopped listening.
Well, I'll write a post about it too. Jesus Christ.
All right. With us tonight, we had Ben.
Yo.
Who held his own for half a podcast with just me. Next, we had Ray.
I like to sleep.
Yeah, apparently. And then we got Alberto in here.
Hey, late as always.
Yeah, it's all right. Mondays are weird for everyone. And then I'm your host, Chris. I've been trying to be slight less of a douche, especially when there's only two of us, so.
Which is funny, you would think you'd be an extra douche to make up for the other douches that aren't here.
No, because if I just start pissing you off, you leave, and then it's me talking to myself for an hour and a half.
It's the theoretical millions of people who are listening.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Merrimack just posted a cheat in the chat for all of you who want to participate in the contest.
No cheating. Hey. Damn it.
Yep.
Or at least cheat really well.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it for tonight. Thanks for listening again, and we'll see you next time at The Noisecast.
I want his dick inside me, so Yahoo!